USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Commission on Presidential Debates announced on Wednesday that the night's prior face-off between President Trump and Vice President Biden showed the need for additional structure to the format to ensure a more orderly discussion. The commission saying it would announce new measures shortly, while also complimenting Chris Wallace of Fox News for his professionalism moderating the debate Tuesday night. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden on the campaign trail, taking part in a train tour of Ohio and Pennsylvania. Biden telling supporters,
"What I saw last night was all about him. He didn't speak to you or your concerns or the American people even once. Donald Trump broke his promise. He said he was running to help the forgotten American. As soon as he got elected, he forgot them. I'll never forget."
USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Los Angeles District Attorney Jackie Lacey announces the arrest of Deontay Lee Murray in relation to the ambush shooting of two deputies in Compton, California.
We've all seen the shocking surveillance video of the shooting and the heroic actions of the wounded female deputy as she drags her partner to safety. That video plus other compelling forensic evidence are the basis for this prosecution.
Murray set to be arraigned today in Compton. He faces a maximum sentence of life in prison. Republican Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia is calling on FBI Director Christopher Wray to resign. In a letter to Wray, Collins is accusing him of being unwilling or unable to bring accountability to the upper echelon of the FBI. Another player for the Tennessee Titans tested positive for COVID-19, adding to an outbreak that has caused the NFL to postpone the team's game against the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former FBI Director James Comey is testifying before the Republican-led Senate Judiciary Committee regarding his role in Crossfire Hurricane. Comey and Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz having this exchange.
Mr. Comey, I have the report right in front of me. Page 254 describes how the lawyers, specifically the words and not a source, had been inserted in the response, directly reversing what the CIA says. Was it practice in your FBI to fraudulently alter evidence that you submit to federal courts?
It was not the practice in the FBI to fraudulently alter anything as presented to federal courts.
Well, it is difficult to say that an investigation that featured fraudulent evidence is competent and honest.
We are hearing from one of the Louisville police officers who was shot during last week's riots in the city. Major Aubrey Gregory describes what it was like that night.
It sounded like a whole magazine of maybe 15 rounds were fired at us, and then the gunfire stopped.
Gregory, shot in the hip, says he only holds a suspect responsible, Lorenzo Johnson.
To be shot by a single person, I don't hold the group responsible for what another person did, but I hold that person responsible.
Johnson, not charged with attempted murder, was only charged with wanton endangerment for firing his weapon. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.